For more than a century, prospectors have searched for lucrative minerals across the American West under the Mining Act of 1872. That law allows them to stake a claim on a piece of ground and whatever minerals may be hidden beneath. Lately, in Nevada at least, the areas drawing the most interest are its salty ancient lake beds.
There's actually a steady exploration activity level that occurs in Nevada.
That's Rich Perry, head of the state's Division of Minerals.
And we monitor that every year in the number of drill projects that are done. As of last year, that had dropped to about 70, so less than the peak, obviously. Probably the most interesting one of this last year has been a staking boom on federal land for lithium exploration.
He says these playas provide the perfect chemical conditions for the alkali metal.
Lithium is, in Nevada, mined as a brine. So you drill a well in a basin that has, you know, just brine, salt brine in it, and not fresh water. And that's pumped up as a lithium chloride, and then the lithium is removed from that.
According to Nevada's Bureau of Land Management, there are currently 13 lithium stakes on public lands. That's thanks in large part to commodity prices more than doubling over the last year, propelled by demand for batteries used in electric cars and storage devices. Tesla, which plans to produce its own batteries outside Reno, inked a deal last year with a Vancouver-backed company called Pure Energy Minerals in hopes of sourcing more homegrown lithium. But most of the exploration is much more covert, and Perry says a lot of the stakes are by smaller startups.
It's very secretive. Nobody's sharing anything that they have because they're establishing their land positions at this point in time.
Buster Hunsacker is a geological consultant in Elko working for some of these lithium startups. He has three clients right now looking at land.
I mean, I thank Elon Musk on a lot of this because of the groups that have the belief that the electric car and the battery will be there. I don't see the lack of dollars is an issue in this phase right now, but there's a lot of dollars that are coming in right now.
Whereas most mining operations take about 7 to 10 years to get through the permitting process, a lithium startup could get up and running in 2 to 3. The main question for these companies is how to do it economically.
Not to be Captain Obvious, but really you've got to find the lithium. I mean, a lot of what you're seeing right now is certainly the exploration stage. And then second, where we have found it in places where it's been found, is being able to process it.
In the industry's favor is that Nevada is home to the only functioning lithium mine in the United States presently. Chemical company Albemarle operates its mine in Silver Peak, Nevada, which has been producing since the 1960s. But there are other challenges ahead for the nascent industry, including water rights and a tight market for capital investment. Right now, demand is not outpacing supply, but that hasn't stopped other lithium producers like Argentina and Chile from ramping up production. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.